Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I hope so as well.
I know.
And as usual, we had a busy weekend.
Yeah, but I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It was fun. It was busy. It's normal.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a quick update from the editing of last week.
Oh, yes.
I made a mistake while editing, and the news report from the Texas story cut off a large section of it.
Yes, it really did, because it was a really important good section to listen to.
I didn't notice it until late Monday night.
Oh, okay.
Right? That has now been fixed, along with the promo that I made for Pulsating.
Which you also screwed up.
I also screwed up, and the exit and the intro.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'll never do that process again.
Let's hope so. But yeah, it's the full version because it was not supposed to be that short. And it's actually really good to listen to because it just makes them just that much more batty.
Yeah. Anyway, that's been fixed. And if you want to go back and download it again, please do, because I love the download counts for one.
Oh, please. But I'm thinking you could at least just go back and listen to that one section that you missed. And
right.
Get more of the story,
yeah.
You know, and again, listen to how batty he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on.
Yeah, okay.
We have Twitter followers.
Yay!
Imperator Letha, which I believe is Letha the Apostle.
Oh, that's cool.
From In the Name of God.
Right.
The podcast.
Yeah.
And then we have Rex Mobley and Andy Hernandez.
Cool.
Now, what I like about Andy Hernandez is her tagline has to do with Wonder Woman, but her profile pic is the She-Hulk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, that's
cool. We love getting Twitter followers.
Yes, more Twitter followers. More.
Yeah.
And we have an iTunes review.
Yay!
First time in
months.
We totally
got to get like audio clapping or cheering or something.
Yeah, maybe I'll find something and throw it in there. I don't know.
And hopefully not screw that up.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll try.
Okay, we'll see.
Anyway, absolutely fantastic show and even better people. 5 stars.
That's awesome.
By MVD182.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And the review says, give it a listen and you'll be hooked. Unless you're a Potter.
Very right. Very right. No, that's awesome. iTunes review. We love those. And they're far and few lately.
Yeah. So.
Well, new, I suppose.
Yeah. But in case you weren't aware, iTunes reviews are like gold to podcasters.
Yeah, they are.
Having more reviews moves us up in the ranks where we can get seen by more people.
So the more, the better. Even if you want to go in and yell.
Yeah, if you don't like me, that's fine. Go ahead and give me a review. I don't care. Just make sure it's 5 stars.
Reviews are feedback, and it lets you learn.
Yes, it does. Anyway, so we are in the religion, spirituality, other.
Uh-huh.
And so far, we've made it as far as 41.
Oh, okay.
Right now we're sitting at 191.
Okay.
I would like to be in the top 100.
Of course you would.
But, yeah, that's life.
It's work in progress. What can you say?
Yep. Anyway.
But no, that's totally cool that we got that. I'm very thankful.
Yes, it's very nice. Thank you.
You would hope so.
Yeah. Anyways. On with the
show.
The show itself. So, I had such a fun weekend, I wanted to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. It was very cool. It was our
first caucus.
Our first caucus, yeah. That was a cool process to
watch.
So
for those of you who weren't aware and not sure what date it is, it's the weekend of March 26th.
Right.
What was 2016, right? Yeah, 2016. Sorry, my brain fried.
Did you just ask me what year it was?
Yeah, just in case.
Holy moly. All right, fine.
Anyway, I've had a little to drink.
All right, that's okay. I can't talk because I just wrote 2014 on a paper the other day. I don't know where that came from, but fine.
Anyways,
yeah,
and we went to the caucus in our precinct.
Precinct, yep.
And there were 16 of us in my precinct.
in our little tiny town.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even the whole town. It's just our precinct.
Part of the town.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. We participated, cast our votes, and somehow Amy and I became delegates.
Surprise, surprise.
I know.
We seem to volunteer for everything.
Well, I also was a precinct chair.
Yes, yes, because you stepped up for our precinct because, once again, nobody steps up, so we automatically fill that seat.
So we'll be going back to our legislative district caucus on the 17th?
17th, yeah.
Yes, 17th. And we'll be there representing.
Representing? Seriously?
The House of Representing.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, but I found it was interesting that very same day, I was checking my Facebook feed, and I start watching my friends come in. So, they're like, guess what? I'm a delegate. Guess what? I'm a delegate.
And one after the other kept saying it.
Right. And I was like, wow, so many of my cool friends are delegates too.
Yeah, it's very interesting how all the secular activists are stepping up to be the delegates.
Right.
You know,
so, you know, I was watching my list of Sam Mulvey, Jennifer Goulette, Dan and Bridget Lombardo. Right.
Yeah.
Rebecca Vitzman.
Everyone we know.
Yeah. Wesley Bonetti, Mike Gillis. And a whole bunch of others that are far too numerous to name.
And ironically, it we're all becoming the delegates for our precincts. And
right.
It's very interesting how, you know, that certainly wasn't planned or anything. It's just everybody's talking to everybody and say, hey, yeah, I'm a delegate too.
Yeah. And from what I understand, Dan Lombardo gave a huge impassioned speech and he got the most votes in his precinct.
Oh, really?
Like, sweet.
That's a...
Yeah, his precinct actually voted. Not just
say,
like, would you like to be
more involved
one?
Than what you did.
Yeah, they were like, anybody want to be a delegate? Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, actually, I said, anybody want to be a delegate? And I said, yeah. So,
well,
that was the chair.
Well, and it's the same with, you know, representing for our precinct because nobody was willing to
step up. And... That's really cool to be involved in this part of the democratic process.
Right. And like we said, this was our very first. Caucus. So, we hadn't even been involved in this process yet.
No, because the last time the caucus happened, we weren't living here. Montana was a primary state,
if I remember right. Yeah.
I may be wrong, but whatever.
Well, and it seems the older we get, the more involved we seem to be getting.
Yeah, well, I think it boils down to the activist people like us want to be involved, and we feel like we need to get involved.
Right, because if you don't do something, nothing changes.
Right.
So, it just kind of goes with the course, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, you have to do something. You can't sit there and complain and do nothing. If you do something, and then you have the right to complain. That's kind of how I see it.
Anyway, talk about complaining.
All righty.
Let's move on to the next story.
Let's do.
Georgia parents offended by Far East religion of yoga.
So wait, they're bitching about yoga?
Yoga.
Wait, Far East religion of yoga.
Far East religion of yoga.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
When administrators at Bullard Elementary School in Kennesaw, Georgia, implemented yoga and other mindfulness practices in the classroom to reduce student stress, they probably envisioned peace and relaxation in their future. You can imagine that, right?
All right.
So, yeah, I thought it would be kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Instead, they received a flurry of complaints from parents who felt yoga resented an encroachment of non-Christian beliefs.
It's yoga.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I would have never thought to take it to the religious aspect of yoga. To me, it's more of a relaxing the mind kind of thing. It's all about, you know, your state and learning how to tune things out and pay attention to your body. To take it to the religious factor, whatever. Go on.
As a result, the school is making changes. When yoga moves are used in the classrooms, students will no longer say the word namaste.
Oh, so they have a problem with the word.
Or put their hands by their hearts.
That's a big move in yoga where you put your two hands together and you put them by your chest.
Yeah. Well, the term and gesture are often used in the greeting derived from the Hindu custom.
Oh, my God.
So it's Hindu. They can't have
can't
have our kids doing Hindu stuff.
That's ridiculous.
I agree.
I mean, I can't right off the top of my head, but I know there's a lot of things out there that we do that pertain to other cultures as well. But right now, I don't hear them bitching about those.
Right.
Am I allowed to say bitching this much? Because I'm like,
I don't care.
Kind of saying it a lot.
Yeah, you are. Well, you would just, because you can say it on TV, so.
All right, fine, whatever.
Anyway.
I'll keep bitching.
Whatever. That's pretty normal anyway.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
So Bullard's principal, Patrice Moore, wrote, "I'm truly sorry that the mindfulness de-stressing practice here at Bullard caused many misconceptions that in turn created a distraction in our school and community. While we have been practicing de-stressing techniques in many classrooms for years, there has been some recent practices associated with mindfulness that are offensive to some."
But that's absurd. It's not a religious thing.
No, it's not. Yoga is not in Western culture. It's not religious.
No, they don't. They just do it for, you know, the clearing of your mind, the relaxing of your body, and the de-stressing, and, you know, focus on your body and, you know, taking care of yourself, you know?
You know, that's the way it works for some people. But for some of us, it hurts.
You don't like yoga. We did yoga the other day, and you just bitched the entire time.
That's because yoga hurts.
I mean, we were doing it with our daughters, and we're all yelling at you, like, just do it. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, it is. It's against my religious beliefs.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
There you go. That's my excuse now.
Yeah, no too more bad yoga that doesn't work in this household.
Yes, it does.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
All right, fine, whatever.
You're going to do it, and you're going to like it.
Uh-huh.
If you're like me, you may have been a fan of shows like Ghost Hunters, Paranormal State, or Ghost Adventurers. But at some point you said to yourself that these shows are complete crap. They're superstition masquerading as science. But don't worry, I'm here to shed light on these shows and point out their flaws using skepticism, the scientific method, reason, logic, and a little bit of humor. This is Paranormal Skeptic Academy, and it can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, or at ParanormalSkepticAcademy.com.
Self-declared prophet claims he can raise
it. Okay. New story.
New story, whatever. Okay, fine. Moving on.
Thank you.
Self-declared prophet claims he can raise the dead. I'm going to start that all over.
You are killing it.
Self-declared prophet claims he can raise the dead for $1,000, which is appropriate today.
Why is that?
Today is Easter.
Ah, well, because we record on Sunday.
A prophet rose from the dead today.
Sure he did.
Okay. A self-proclaimed...
But only for a grand?
Yeah. Yakim Manasseh Jordan says he got the power to look into the future and heal sick people.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound familiar.
Right. But that's not all. The prophet also claimed he can raise the dead for a fee of $1,000.
God, how many people actually shell this over? Tell me there's not.
Jordan has said in several sermons that he successfully raised the dead. In one sermon, he described his work with the Johnson family, saying that when he got outside the hospital, he called and said, "Your mother that died a couple hours ago came back to life."
What?
Yeah.
So, wait, what?
He called someone. This is what I'm reading here.
Okay.
When he got outside the hospital, he called and said, "Your mother that died a couple hours ago came back to life."
And people buy this crap?
Yeah.
And they pay for this crap, so they literally buy this crap.
Yeah, literally buy this load of crap.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of sad, I mean, to basically prey on people.
But the self-proclaimed prophet is not above cold calling.
Why are they always the self-proclaimed this, the self-proclaimed that?
Yeah, well, I've got some audio for you. You're going to like it.
Oh, okay.
This is about 2 minutes long.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
"My dearest friend, this is Prophet Manasseh. The Lord began to speak to me, and he showed me major losses that you have experienced over the last 2 to 5 years. Some of these losses have dealt with even things that have been taking place with a loved one, an individual that was close to your heart, an individual that you thought would be there, and the other had to even deal with setbacks on certain things that you were trying to do even within your finances. But the Lord began to show me a miracle favor cloud, and as I begin to look in the spirit, I begin to look over the gates of heaven, and I begun to see a miracle cloud that had an individual that was face was lined in this cloud, and it also had a process. prosperity blessing, a financial blessing that you are about to receive. The Lord had begun to speak to me, and he showed me an individual that will need to get this blessing that you have been asking God to touch. It's almost as if the second letter or the second syllable in the name is like a vowel, making an R and an E sound. You're about to begin to see that God is going to give them a miracle in the next 7 days, and God is going to release a financial blessing in the next 7 days with this miracle favor cloud. I must get the name of this individual that the Lord has begun to show me in this favor cloud, and I must know how much money you are asking God to release. Begin to write me back and to email me immediately in this favor cloud on your behalf. Remember that it was the favor cloud that guided the children of Israel as they begun to walk throughout that wilderness. For the Bible says it was a fire by night. Email me immediately, and I have to give you this prophecy, what the Lord begun to say.
So, did you catch that?
Did I catch that? I don't know.
That was a lot of... Yeah, that was a whole lot of that.
I mean, it's no wonder you zone out during church.
I know. Okay, so basically
you
know, breaking...
Actually, to interrupt you, it kind of reminded me of like listening to mediums. You know, they make up a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So, he promised you a loved one will soon see a miracle favor cloud, prosperity blessings, and a financial blessing.
Uh-huh.
Right. And since he doesn't exactly know which loved one it is.
Well, that's convenient.
But he does know that the second letter of the second syllable of the name
again.
Is like ah or e or eh, whatever or, he said. Yeah. And he says, I must know how much money you are asking God to release.
What?
So it sounds like to me, he's like, how much do you want to give me?
Right. How much you got? Because I'm taking it.
Yeah. And he wants to know the name of the person who's going to get this blessing. I'm assuming so he can call them. So this is a robocall.
Oh, okay.
So this is his robocall.
So this is his call.
Yeah. He's cold calling people.
I pictured, you know, standing out there yelling at people.
And people are fed up with it.
You think?
Here's a quote by Tyrell Crosby.
Okay.
It is miserable. I have no idea how they got my number, but they've been calling for over a year.
Wow.
Jordan is facing dozens of lawsuits for violating...
they've been calling and bugging him that much. And what's sad is it's really sick because it's about someone that they lost, and they just keep... like picking at the sore of that heartache, you know?
Right.
And it's pretty disgusting just so he can make a buck.
Right. He's already settled dozens of lawsuits already.
And yet seems he keeps to
be
going?
The way it seems to be the way he does it. He's never been to court because he settles for, you know, thousands of dollars.
So obviously his business is profitable if he can do that.
Exactly.
And that's even more sad. He's going to continue to do it because he is being able
until
to make a living
can bring
on
up,
it.
Until someone can bring up criminal charges on him, he's going to keep doing it.
I don't see how they can't. I mean, he's basically, that's like, you know, preying on elderly in a nursing home and, you know, the nursing home picking out of their bank accounts or something.
Yeah,
I know.
It's just as despicable.
Yeah. And they say, we're the baby eaters, immoral people. That really irritates
me.
All right.
I'm going to move on to something else that's
going
to irritate you.
Yes, let's do that.
Well, this is a good, bad story. Mostly bad. Republicans had unveiled a legislation Wednesday. Let me back that up.
Yeah. Would you like to tell us where?
So this is North Carolina.
Thank you.
And just some background on this bill, because I don't think we've covered this.
Okay.
Charlotte passed a transgender bill earlier this year that was going to affect on April 1st.
Okay.
Which would allow people to choose which bathroom their sexual gender felt more like.
Okay. So who they choose that they are.
Yeah. How they identify.
Right. Identify. Right?
So this pissed off some people. Namely, North Carolina's congressional.
Yeah. We don't live there anymore.
No, we don't. So the Senate and Congress and the governor of North Carolina.
Because they have nothing better to do, right?
Apparently not. So they're not in session. But they called a special session.
Well, that's ridiculous. Over which bathroom to identify with?
Yep. And there is a legislation, House Bill 2, which overrides all LGBT non-discrimination ordinances in the state and bans transgender people from certain restrooms.
That is absurd.
Specifically, it was designed to negate the law in Charlotte that would have protected LGBT people from discrimination.
I don't understand this on several levels.
So,
go ahead.
So the House voted 83 to 25, and the Senate approved the bill 32 to nothing. But here's the reason they approved 32 to nothing.
Uh-huh.
Most of the Democrats walked out before the vote. They were so incensed by this bill that they refused to vote on it.
So for us dummies, translate that in English for me.
What do you want to translate?
I mean, as far as did they get away with
it? Yeah, it got passed.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it passed. And it was signed. It was signed.
So they are now allowed to do this.
Yeah. So
to
now,
get away with this.
So now what they're saying is that cities and counties cannot pass a less restrictive discrimination or more restrictive anti-discrimination than what North Carolina State currently has, which is exactly the opposite of what is normally happens. Normally, a city can pass a more restrictive anti-discrimination policy, uh-huh. but now the state is saying, no, you can't do that. You have to stay as discriminatory as the state.
That is it. That's
right.
I don't understand what their problem
is. So they felt they needed to protect women from transgender people and sexual predators.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's their excuse for this?
That is their excuse.
Why? Because they think some guy's going to dress up as a woman to go in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's exactly what they think, because that's what they would do. In my opinion, a lot of the times when they do stuff like this, it's a lot of projection.
I still, what do they think we do in these bathrooms, by the way?
I don't know.
Do they think we're having this huge social gathering in there or something?
They think that transgender people just want to get in the bathroom so they can assault people. That's what they think. That's what I've heard.
Well, technically, you could have the same issue in a man's restroom, because you can have a grown man who messes with a little boy that's in there just as easily, if not easier, than having a transgender fakie coming into the bathroom, a woman's bathroom. That's ridiculous.
So Governor Pat McCrory, who signed it Wednesday afternoon, so this all happened in one day. Legislation never goes through in one day, ever.
No, right.
But they wanted to get it through before April 1st.
I mean, if that's their thinking, then, you know, they should have separate bathrooms for children and adults then.
I agree.
I mean, if that's how they want to look at it as
well. He tweeted the following just after signing the bill.
Uh-huh.
I signed a bipartisan legislation to stop the breach of basic privacy and etiquette, ensure privacy in bathrooms and locker rooms. Tell me what's wrong with what he said.
I think there's a couple things.
Well, I wanted to point out one particular thing.
All right, go ahead.
Bipartisan.
Uh-huh.
It is not bipartisan when the other party walks out.
No, of course not.
That ceases to be bipartisan.
No, it's just singular.
And they're calling it bipartisan because 11 House Democrats voted for it in the House.
So it basically slipped in.
Yeah, because it's a very red state.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
But to go to a special session over bathroom issues, and pretty much by sneaking it under the carpet.
Well, no, they were very out front about it. They didn't sneak anything in.
No, but I meant like all of a sudden.
It's more just like they were beating people with a stick.
It was almost like an emergency.
It was an emergency. That's what happened.
Yeah.
They had the governor call an emergency session, which cost them $42,000.
Which not me, but taxpayers of North Carolina are paying for, right?
Oh, sort of.
Okay.
State Senator Tom Apodaca from Henderson County has asked his staff to look into see how General Assembly can charge Charlotte to cover the costs of the special session.
That's ridiculous.
Including the possibility of withholding the city's sales tax revenue.
Really?
Yeah, he's saying.
Can they get away with that?
He's looking into it. I don't think they can.
No. That kind of reminds me of, you know, the whole Trump, we want to put up a wall to keep, you know, Mexico's going to pay for it.
Here's his reasoning behind it.
Uh-huh.
He said that Charlotte knew this was going to happen.
What?
But they passed the ordinance anyway.
Wait, that pisses me off, because that's like saying the girl who walked down the street in her miniskirt knew that she was going to get attacked. That really freaking pisses me off. Yeah.
And that's the kind of attitude this guy has.
That is such bullshit.
Yeah.
Can I say that again?
Well, I guess you're going to say it now. Anyway, the one day special session, I already said, was 42,000. And he's also wondering if the 18 Senate Democrats who walked out on the Senate deserve their per diem pay. So he wants to not
He's
only...
almost Potterish, by the way.
Oh, he was in line.
Yeah, this is extremely
He was a Potter
Potter-ish.
Until 2 days ago. And then, yeah. But what bothers me a lot about all of this is these are the same guys who talk about small government.
Oh, yeah.
And they're... local governance. They should be allowed to do whatever they want.
Small government, but we want to get in your private parts.
Until it goes against their personal beliefs.
Of course.
I see this all the time in other types of legislation, right?
I see that in other things in life,
so,
actually.
They're all for small government until it infringes on them. And I see this a lot in gun legislations.
Uh-huh.
And we don't normally talk about gun legislation on here.
Right.
But there are, and this is what bothers me about this concept, is they will always, when it comes to guns, they say cities can't regulate further than the state. They don't want them going further. And in some cases, they don't want states going further than the national levels. But everything else these people talk about is local governance.
Right.
Let the locals govern themselves
right.
until it bothers me.
Well, and the same thing can be said for religion, actually, because I hear it all the time. Or laws making and stuff that, you know, we want it this way, but as soon as it starts not agreeing with, you know, what I want, then okay, no. You know, I want to change it.
Right.
You know, I want to get rid of certain programs, but if I'm going to benefit from it, then now I can do this. Or like, you know, women's right for abortion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want big government, but yet we're still going to tell you what you can and can't do with your body.
Right. And that's the same kind of thing that's going on.
Right, of course.
They don't
yeah.
want big government, but they want to be able to tell you where you can go to the bathroom.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. We're just going to the bathroom. That's it.
Again, it's the same concept. What the hell do they think we do in those bathrooms?
I don't know.
Like, women have this huge social gathering or I can't even figure out what their issue. I mean, I think it's absurd and it's so discriminating, and how they can't see that as discriminating is beyond me. I mean, to deny someone, you know, their right to identify themselves the way they want to be identified.
Right.
It's total crap.
I agree.
And it's irritating.
And we're going to move on.
All right, fine.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either. So that makes it all even.
That's right.
That really is a good soundbite, though. I really like it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I picked it. Well, I kind of tweaked it a little bit. It's not the official.
It's not in the correct order. It's everything he does say. It's just a tiny bit in the different order.
Anyways,
that's
only people
here
that have seen the movie 50 times like I have would know that.
Right. And we only watch it certain times of the year, by the way.
I'll watch it anytime it comes on. I don't care.
Well, I know that, but... Okay, anyways.
Back to the Tri-Cities area of Washington for this week's Potter.
Oh, are we?
This time we're going to Kennewick.
Are we now?
And City Council Member Bob Parks.
All right.
Bob Parks holds an at-large seat, reposted an image of Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders with the words, "I went to Yakima today. Now I know why Trump wants to build a wall," on his personal Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And adding,
go ahead.
"Wait till he sees Pasco."
Oh, okay. So you should put this on the links.
Yeah, this will be in there. Yeah,
on the show notes. Thank you.
Right.
But so because there is not a lot of Caucasians is his deal.
Yeah.
That
because Trump wants to build a wall.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah.
So.
So here's it gets better. It gets better.
All right.
So, Mayor Matt Watkins of Pasco said this: "You managed to trash Yakima, Pasco, and Latinos all at once."
Exactly.
"This is lame, Bob." Bob fires back.
Oh, okay.
"You let it happen as the mayor. Your problem. I try not to go to either city without at least rocks."
So he's encouraging weapons to be brought to somewhere that is, you know, a large number of Hispanics. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. So the rocks response, which refers to the 2015 death of Antonio Zambrano Montes, who was shot dead by three Pasco police officers when he threw rocks at them.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bit much. Right?
Yeah.
And then Watkins unfriended Parks. So let's think about this. A mayor unfriended a city council member from another city.
Yeah.
Over this.
There's a good guy.
Yeah. So you know, he's pretty crappy for this.
Right, right.
Watkins said...
And he's the mayor.
Yeah. Who's the mayor?
Well, I mean...
He's the city council.
That's what I meant. The city council, he's in this kind of a position, and he has that kind of an opinion.
Yeah.
About people.
Okay, so...
His people.
Usually, that just deserves...
Just a mention.
Just a mention. But right. He's pretty bad.
Okay,
what Friday else? Afternoon, Parks told the Herald he's enjoying the uproar.
Oh, he likes this attention.
He likes this attention. He defended his right to speak his mind on his personal website, which I agree with. It's his personal website.
I was going to say, as long as it's his personal website, but it still shows his flipping character.
I don't think he needs to be a public figure. I think he needs to go and stay personal.
Exactly. That's my point. He's in this position of power with this mindset.
And he said, I still have an opinion. I still have my First Amendment rights, even if I'm on the city council, which is absolutely true. He's sharing this on his personal Facebook page.
Right.
But he shouldn't be pissed off when someone calls him out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's because someone didn't agree with what he had to say. He went ahead and threw a hissy fit.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, he's actually enjoying
it. Okay, you know what I mean. But
it's no surprise this guy's a Trump supporter. Huh? No surprise at all this guy supports Trump.
Duh.
He acts a lot like him.
Duh.
And he shrugged off calls for him to step down or retire when his term ends next year.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to do that. Are you kidding?
So he had planned to retire.
Oh.
Right? But now he's reconsidering and said, I might run again just to give them something to do.
Wow, he's very Potter-ish.
Yeah, he is.
Interesting.
He's got
that full attitude.
He is the epitome of Mr. Potter.
Yeah.
I think he's Mr. Potter reincarnated.
He's basically exactly Mr. Potter with a few different lines on the movie.
Yep. And he also said this on his Facebook post.
Okay.
Apparently, I've caused quite a stir on Facebook for supporting Trump's border wall. You wouldn't believe what people are calling me so close to Easter. I forgive them for their ignorant views.
Ignorant views? Mm-hmm. Really? Does he understand the definition of ignorant?
Probably not. He may be ignorant of that.
But still, the guy's such a jerk. I mean, he is eating up all this negativity.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a ball with this negativity,
He's going to use this when he goes to rerun for office.
Of course.
He's going to play to his base.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Why would you vote for this?
Here's the sad part. 50% of his district is Latino.
Oh, well, he's an idiot.
He's done. He will not get reelected.
He's an idiot. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
That's like, let them eat cake.
I know. That's basically what he's saying.
I mean, truly.
I know. So, yeah, he is a much deserved Potter Award winner.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about an arrogant jerk.
Yep. And that's all the yakking I got for you this week.
Yeah. And then we'll be back next week for more.
Yep. Secular Yakking is a proud member of the Secular Outreach Network. Sun is a group of skeptical, secular, and humanist content creators collaborating with the goal of creating high-quality entertainment, and just maybe, to do some good along the way. Find out more about the Sun and the other shows that make up the network at secularoutreach.com. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.